Good morning and welcome to the chat on Newsday Amarillo and News Channel 10-2. I'm David Lovejoy.
Good morning. I'm Megan Collier.
Coming up today, this weekend, a big, big event. I was waiting on Chuck to say something. I know it, yeah. I'm like, just so used to it. Some rhyme. So I am the Excalibur of the explanation. Right now, we're joined by some great folks from Panhandle Breast Health, Miss Judy Neal, Jerry Glover. Last time this gentleman joined us, Mr. Gomez, and really enlightened me on something. Sometimes we forget about breast health in men. Breast cancer is a very, very big danger for men, and cancer of all kinds. We know what it does. It sucks. But they're going to do something about it. Their second annual Pitch for Purpose Cornhole Tournament kicks off this weekend. Guys, welcome to the chat.
Thank you.
Let's talk just a little bit, Judy. Give us an overview of what Panhandle Breast Health does and sort of where you focus your energy on for people in the Panhandle.
Okay, Megan. We pretty much have a three-pronged approach. First of all, we educate people about breast health, how to be healthy, how to stay healthy. And then we encourage early detection and provide no-cost mammograms to uninsured women over the age of 40. And we also provide, right now it's a limited amount of survivor support due, of course, to COVID. But we have a wonderful program called Bra Talk, where survivors and co-survivors share their story through art and create these amazing bras.
That is a big deal. Is one of the big hurdles that we still face in this battle over breast cancer is getting people to take an examination, both men and women. Because, like I said, you just really don't think about men in this issue. Mr. Gomez highlighted it the last time he was here about, it's a big mm-hmm. health issue for men as well.
Absolutely. We do have funds available. And right now, the difficulty is getting that word out there. All they have to do is give me a call at 806-331-4710. There's a form that I can fill out over the phone. And then we partner with Harrington Breast Center for the mammograms.
I think that's what people maybe don't understand. It is a fairly streamlined process, you know, and you guys are here to help navigate that. Like, you're not going to just kind of throw them out there to figure out how to do it themselves. Like, you guide the process. If you haven't had a mammogram before, if you don't have access to healthcare, sometimes this can be a daunting situation. And so this is you will help guide people through that.
Absolutely. And we still go out to as many health fairs as are available to us. We have a strong group of women called Wise Women who are volunteers, and they are very comfortable talking about this topic that isn't always comfortable, mm-hmm. and the procedure and mm-hmm. just the fear that may be there. I had my mammogram this year. I can talk to people about what it's like now compared to, you know, what you might think it was like or mm-hmm. what it was if you'd spent a while. And the people at Harrington are just absolutely wonderful at their jobs as well. So it is a process that is a little uncomfortable and inconvenient, but compared to catching breast cancer early, mm-hmm. it is certainly worth it.
Absolutely, for sure.
Ms. Jerry, tell us a little bit about this weekend's event.
This weekend, we are working to raise funds to keep all of these programs that Judy has talked about going. Nothing comes for free, as you know. And as a nonprofit, we're just trying to keep our coffers to a point where we can continue to provide these services to men and women who need them. We're going to be at Netflix. We're going to have a fantastic cornhole tournament. Our actual operations are being run by Cornholio, which I have to giggle as a kid from the MTV area about that name, but Cornholio is going to help us run the logistics of that, because I don't know cornhole from nothing as far as the rules go, but I can throw a bag in a hole. And that's really all you have to know to come out and participate. We have a social track this year where people who aren't professional cornholers can come out and play with us and have a good time. Your team registration includes lunch for the participants and a couple of beverages, be they adult beverages, or if you just prefer soda or tea, we can get you covered there as well. And we have just lots of fun planned. It's going to be a good time. We just need teams to come out and register and join us in the good time.
So you are still accepting teams, new teams? And
absolutely. Okay. Absolutely. Yeah, we're happy to bring people on board and have them register and come out, like I said, and have a good time. Time Out, which is the restaurant there at Netflix, has been really great to work with us. And people are going to have a large menu to choose from. And I've been out several times and enjoyed their food. So it's really a bargain for the ticket. And we get to raise a little bit of money for breast health in the Panhandle. Nice. So.
That's it. Mr. Gomez, when you were here last, we talked about something that kind of shocked me. And I had to ask around and started asking people about this. You were diagnosed with breast cancer. And there's for some men, it's a stigma associated with this. And this is why sometimes men don't seek treatment or don't get it tested early. You and I have both sat in that room where a doctor comes in and says, this is the issue. How important is it for groups like Panhandle Breast Health to be there? How did they help you, and what's the importance of that for you?
Well, Panhandle Breast Health, they approached me to do the, they used to do the Lights of Broadway, which is where you put on a bra and walk up and down the runway. So I decided to bring the light to male breast cancer by participating in that program. I think I opened a lot of eyes during that program. My thing is that what happens to gentlemen with this breast cancer is they'll notice it, but they won't do nothing until they're stage three, stage four, when it's way out of hand. And me, luckily, I was just stage 2B. It did somewhat spread a little, but we caught it early enough. And with the regime that I took and everything that I did, everything came out real well. I've been going on 7 years cancer-free, basically. But the thing is that guys got to understand, we got breasts just like women. We just don't use milk. That's the biggest thing.
That's it. That's the biggest difference. Some great prizes. They'll include a 50-50 toss, a raffle for a $1,000 gift card to Academy Sports, four briskets supplied by Tyson, a framed Kenneth Wyatt Rider on the Rim print. Non-players may participate paid in those events and the raffle tickets. Go to panhandlebreasthealth.org or call 331-4710. Some great sponsors include IBEW, Local Union 602, United, Emerald National Bank, United Steelworkers, Local 5613, the Laura W. Bush Institute for Women's Health, Whitney Russell Printers, just the Dental Group, Horton and Neely Realtors, Sonic Drive-In, Bobby Murray Homes, Nick's Fights Club, a ton of stuff, and you can still get signed up. It takes place at 9 a.m. on Saturday morning at Emerald Netplex, located at 3723 58th Street. Give Miss Judy Neal will call at 806-331-4710 or go to panhandlebreasthealth.org. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for taking part today and helping spread this very important message.
Thanks as always, David.
Anytime.
We appreciate it, Megan. Thanks.
You got it. Anytime, anything you need, just let us know.